God's word for our consideration this morning. God's word to nourish us. God's word to strengthen us. God's word to guide our living as we walk on the path of life, faith that God has instilled in us by the Holy Spirit. You know, today is a grand day. Today we hear the word of God. Today we teach each other the word of God. Today we hear the word of God and it instills in our hearts and our lives. Today we go back to the beginning of Jesus' ministry. The beginning that was only 3 years long. But the beginning was a very, very, what should I say? It's a celebration, a drawing all people, and it was a day of confusion, bewilderment, as people there have come out to be baptized by John. They've come out to see someone, as other portions of Scripture say, a man in camel's hair who eats wild locusts and honey. A weird guy. A guy with long hair. A guy with this bouncing attitude and calling all people who have come out to be baptized in, you brood of vipers. And he says, who told you to flee from the coming wrath? People didn't know what to do. All of a sudden, here's Jesus. And Jesus walks among the people. And Jesus comes forward. And he says, I want to be baptized, John. Why do you want to be baptized by me? I need to be baptized by you, John says. And the scripture says, and when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, this is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased. So who is this Jesus? Who is he that this dove descends from the heaven and lights on his shoulder or head? Who is this Jesus? As that voice from heaven thunders, this is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased. And then God adds a little bit more to it. He says, listen to him. Listen to him. So who is this Jesus? This Jesus, that's the answer to all of the Bible questions that we can read, you know, and kind of joke about the LWML Quarterly when it came out. And in the back would be the Bible study that the ladies could use. And every answer to the question seemed to be, Jesus. Who is this Jesus? This Jesus who comes to dwell among God's people. This Jesus who is baptized. This Jesus who begins by his ministry by bringing in men of all different kinds of appearance. He brought in Judas and Peter, Thomas, Nathaniel. Now the list can go on to 12. Here is Jesus. So who is he? We can have the pat answer, well, I know exactly who Jesus is, don't you? He is my salvation. This is who Jesus is. You sure? Are you sure that's who he is? Who is Jesus? Some people would say, you know, Pastor, I've been wondering about that question for a long time, and I think I know the answer. He's a rabbi. He's a good teacher. He was a holy one. He came and taught. But who is he? Is he the Messiah? Oh, no, he's not the Messiah. The Messiah we want to rid the land of the Roman rule. Messiah we want to bring a utopia on earth, to bring us food and water, to make our lives easier. Who is he? Who is Jesus? Yeah, he's just a good guy. No, he taught the word of God, but you know, that's all he has. Nothing more. Isn't he Messiah? The Redeemer? The one to save sins? Well, you know, if you listen to him, if you read his word, it's all there, you know, about being good and honored and all of that stuff. But who is Jesus? Who is he? What do you think? People that went out to see John the Baptist, some of them went out to see a crazy guy. Some went out to be baptized by him because he said, repent. Some went out to see the circus, see who would be there. And then Jesus arrives. What do you think they thought? Everything I read about that day, about that time, they were confused. And especially when God's voice heard, "This is my beloved son, listen to him." They were really confused. I saw this dove. Karen's first assignment for being a mammogram tech was in Atlanta, Georgia. And she asked me to get the service or the church up for where she was going to live in Atlanta. And I got two churches. One was St. Mark and the other was Peace. And I told her the times. Now this was way back in the early 2000s, so, you know, Synod's website wasn't as informational as it is now. So I gave her the times, and I talked to her that Sunday night, and she says, "You know, I got up too late to go to St. Mark and too early to go to Peace, but I went to Peace anyway. And you should have been there." They were different. There were a mixed congregation, white and black. The preacher was black. He was an interesting guy, because the first time I heard him preach, he preached on this text. And the word he used in this text was the dove. The dove that lightened from heaven and came to rest on Jesus. You know where that dove was before he said it? Play back to Genesis and the flood. And Noah, as the waters are receding, sent out the dove. And it came back to him immediately. The second time he sent out the dove, and it came with an olive branch. And the third time he sent out the dove did not return. And he said you could weave that dove in and out of the scriptures and in and out of the life of God's people, and all of a sudden it came to rest on Jesus' shoulder. That dove saw a lot of mileage, didn't it? And so you do too in your baptism, and with Jesus as your guide, because Jesus is in your life. Jesus is in your life. Jesus created the faith in your life. And you say, "Well, Pastor, Jesus was the Savior. How could he bring faith into my heart? If we believe that there's one God and three persons, they all act. They all act in our life. So who's Jesus? Jesus is as the writer of the Hebrews says, the author and perfecter of our faith. That's who Jesus is. Jesus is that tremendous Savior who comes into your life. That tremendous person who guides you and uses the Holy Spirit to guide us and direct us. And he's the Messiah that lives in our life. The one we praise. The one we thank. The one we live with. The one who guides us. Guides us on our road of life. Jesus. Jesus is tremendous. He's a tremendous Lamb of God. You know that John in chapter 1 of his gospel, he writes about the Lamb of God. He writes about having the disciples of Jesus standing by him, and he points to Jesus, there, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. John is proclaiming Jesus as the Lamb of God. So Scripture points to us, to the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, who takes away the sin of mine that I have committed, takes away your sin and your sin, and deposits it in a deep lake. Ever think about that? The psalmist says that the sins are removed from us as far as the east is from the west. And in Jeremiah, the prophet Jeremiah says, I have forgiven your sins and remember them no more. So what happens in our lives when we get into an argument with our spouse or our children and we bring everything up from the past? God's forgiven them, forgotten them. Why can't we? Who is Jesus? He's your Lord and your Savior, the Omega and the Alpha and Omega, and everything in between Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Powerful, powerful Lord. Powerful Jesus. And God the Father tells us, listen to him. Listen to his words. Listen to his pathway to heaven. And Jesus shares the words in the upper room with his disciples. In my Father's house, there are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. And I'm going to prepare a place for you that when I come back, I will receive you to myself, and that where I am, you may be also. Thomas said, Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how do we know the way? And Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. He's given us a warning. A warning to stay away from those who do not preach Jesus, those who do not teach about Jesus, those who do not proclaim Jesus as Lord and Savior. That is a dreadful warning. But it's a warning for all of us to hear that Jesus is my Lord. Jesus is my Savior. Jesus is my Redeemer. Jesus is my Messiah who has come for me. He's going to come for all of us in due time. So who is this Jesus? He's Lord. He's Savior. He's Redeemer. He's all to us. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep and guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.